We can also use this thinking on brand and identity to extend the work we began in the leadership module by applying it to your personal brand. By thinking about your core values and your leadership style, you can understand your identity. And from that, you can examine how other people are perceiving you, which is your brand. By understanding your current brand, you can create an action plan to develop it further. Don't forget, employee networks, while excellent for the organisation and its employees and customers, is also your opportunity to develop career-boosting skills and networks. So here are some things you'll want to assess when defining and developing your personal brand. Your identity. This is the truth behind your brand. How are you fairly representing that to others, in how you communicate, in how conscientious or reliable you are, in how you present an individual voice, in how you listen to others, and in how you look. Not all of the interpretations that people have of your identity will be fair or accurate. And we probably know this well because we're all trying to promote a more equal and less biased workplace. But understanding the prevailing image people have of you can be useful in taking control of your brand strategically. Your USP. Your unique selling point is not a single, unchanging quality you were born with. It's an evolving, powerful statement of what you have achieved through your hard work and your personal strengths. How did you reach success, show initiative, lead a team, and do all of this by being uniquely you? Your audience. As you're developing your personal brand with specific actions to develop skills or communications or networks, be aware that your brand doesn't exist without an audience. This means you can tailor your efforts to specific audiences for greater effect. Are you intent on showing how your network activities have developed your ability to manage a team? In which case, you need to consider your line manager as a key audience and show them how that has manifested. Or do you want to be a leader in this space across industries? In which case, you need to consider what kind of external communications you're pushing out to establish your credentials. Your channels. So you'll want a space that's about you in order to develop your personal brand. It's usually LinkedIn or blogs or a website, but be aware of the amount of effort involved in maintaining each of these. As I was developing, I largely relied on live event hosting and word of mouth, which came with the added bonus that any mistakes I'd made didn't live online forever. So be cautious about what you publish, particularly in the contentious and retaliatory online world of corporate D&I. But writing, speaking, and teaching is a great way to cement what you know and find your voice as a leader. And finally, when forming the strategy of your personal brand, you'll probably find that you need to make decisions about whether an action is authentically aligned with your values or not. For example, is it fair to change your appearance so that people judge you differently? Many business guidelines would suggest there's a certain way to dress to show you can be taken seriously. But what if that's not really you? Why isn't it you? To what extent can you realistically expect people to drop their biases? What if it means you suffer? This is all a matter for authenticity, and it's such a thinker that we're going to tackle it alone in the next module, with some help from the philosophers.